Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
Politicians and newspapers love to talk about the family unit and how the family unit is disintegrating and blah, 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 blah. And that's good and whatever, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. What I want to talk about is the neighborhood unit. Now that, I believe, is kind of disintegrating. People tend to retreat into their homes, not want to know who their neighbors are, hide away. And I think that's detrimental to our communities. I think it's super important that we get to know our neighbors. Our neighbors get to know us, and that makes us feel more connected to our community. And when buying a new house, I think it's really important that you kind of consider who your neighbors are. Before you really decide to make that purchase on a new house, go knock on some doors and get to know them before you even decide to buy, or before you put in your offer, or maybe while your offer's in escrow or whatever, you talk to your neighbors. And then maybe if you don't like your neighbors or don't connect with any of them, you pull out and purchase a different home somewhere else. Because who's living around you can really add or significantly detract from your everyday living experience. And having good neighbors can just remarkably change your life. Because if, say, you forget something at home and you need it picked up, or you need someone to go check on something for you real quick, you can just call up a neighbor and they'll run over and do that for you if they're home, because they're a good neighbor and you're friends and you have this relationship and it's someone you trust in your house. Like, I've done that a couple times with my neighbor at my apartment complex. I mean, one of the things I did when I moved in here was I bought everyone cookies and went and knocked on the doors of everyone's house and or apartment and said hello, introduced myself, and gave them all cookies and was just saying hi. And through that, I met my neighbor, Emily, who's such an amazing person. Her and her wife are great people. And she, anytime I need something, if I need her to come, like, let a dog out that I'm watching, or come close my garage, or whatever I forgot to do, I give her her own door code, and she can come in and enter that in, and fix whatever I need fixing, and she's happy to do it. And I appreciate her so much for doing that, and she's never asked me to do any of it. I think it's because she's home a lot and doesn't really go anywhere. But I keep telling her, like, you got to ask me to do things. I need to reciprocate. Come on. Ask my help, something. Come on. And she never does. But I'm hoping one day she'll need me to go under her house and feed a cat or something. But it's that kind of relationship. It's that kind of, like, okay, someone's got my back. If something happens or I can't get to something, I have someone that can help me when I need it. Or, you know, sometimes it's just we want to kick it. So, you know, sometimes I'll hit her up and we'll go down to Stacy's for a drink and hang out and watch the drag show or whatever the case may be. But having neighbors around that you can connect with, that you don't have to drive 30 minutes to go see, you know, a friend, is really beneficial. And especially even sometimes when you're just walking around, like in my neighborhood as well. My old apartment is also down the street, and I know a lot of people in the neighborhood. And when I'm just walking around and you see someone you know, and even if you don't stop and talk for 30 minutes, which is what a lot of people are afraid of, is they don't want to stop and have to have a conversation sometimes. And that's fine. And I used to be like that too. But now it's, you know, it's really nice to see someone, be like, hey, what's up? And just have this nice little, even if it's a 5 minute, how you doing? What's going on? And go on with your day. And it was just a random spontaneous passing by, that there's something really valuable and beneficial to that. It makes you feel, or it's made me feel at least, really connected to my community. And something that I feel is missing, especially in the suburbs where people are mainly, they're not walking around as much. It's really in and out of the car. You're in the garage, you go inside, you don't say hi to anyone. And then you're just really disconnected. I mean, a lot of what inspired the business I'm starting now and the, you know, kind of purpose is this book I read called Happy Cities. And it's really, this guy examined, all right, what's going on in our cities? Why are people seeming to be more anxious, more depressed, not as happy? And what's the cause of that? And a lot of it is suburban sprawl, which I'm sure a lot of you could have guessed. And lack of walkability is another one. And a lot of these issues are because, you know, with suburban sprawl, people are driving 30 minutes, 40, an hour, sometimes 2 hours to get to their job. And so by the time they get back, they've been in traffic, they're anxious, they're angry. They just want to get inside, sit down, probably have a drink or a glass of wine and watch whatever's on TV to unwind from also having a long day at work. So hanging out with people and like seeing people, they don't have as much time for leisure time because they get off at 5 and then that's 2 more hours. So now it's 6 or 7. And by that time, you know, a lot of the other people are inside and not even outside doing stuff because it's darker by then. And so they're not going to see anyone. So then you're just, it's just in and out of the home every day and not connecting with people. And, you know, people are people, duh. But as humans, we need to connect with people. It's essential to our well-being. We're a communal species, and not having that is a big issue. At the end of the day, I just urge you to go make a pie or pop some popcorn or make some brownies, or maybe even don't do anything. Or maybe just go over and knock on one of your neighbor's door, do it maybe once a day, and say hello. Get to know them. Build a relationship, and every time you see them, say hi and start to forge that relationship, and then eventually invite them over and have some drinks and get to know your neighbors. And at the end of the day, I think it'll, that little action might make you just a touch happier in your everyday life. Just know you also have that support of someone watching you, especially if you have kids. Then you know you have people that are also like kind of have an eye on your kids in the neighborhood, that are keeping an eye out in case, you know, just anyone suspicious is walking around. Because I know parents are always scared of that, which is fair. So go do that. And then maybe on top of that, subscribe to this podcast. I mean, that's a lot easier, but not as great for you, but it'll be nice. I put out content every day and it really helps me out, and it helps, you know, other people that I'm going to have on the podcast. I really want to get other people exposure and help other entrepreneurs and other business people, or just other people trying to grow their side hustle or whatever they're doing. And having an audience to do that is pretty beneficial to me and the audience, because then they get to find out about something cool that they didn't know about. So check that out. Go check out my website, www.reliefkey.co. And there you can get the organizational horoscope. I also have a new freebie coming out that I'm really excited about. It's going to be about origami, which is pretty cool. I'm really getting into origami. There's some cool little benefits to it for like quick little organizers to make. So keep an eye out for that. And if you're on the newsletter, you'll get a notification. So other than that, I will see you tomorrow.